Well, I've done it again. I have hurt my back. No, it wasn't from counting shekels this time. It was from hanging drywall. Or it was lifting straw bales. Actually, I think I'm leaning more towards straw bales. I don't think the drywall helped. But anyways, I'm sitting here about to read you this verse because I think that's a pretty good place to start this time. Because I had a lot of thinking. And you know how dangerous they say thinking is. Shadow banning. I was talking to Grok about my shadow banning. I figured there's more than just me having to deal with it. So, shadow banning is real and there really is no way out of it. Overview. The conversation between the user, Bombards, and Grok centered on analyzing the low engagement numbers for their X and YouTube content despite high-quality body language and analysis videos, and confirming whether government-driven shadow banning is the primary cause. The user, with 7,067 X followers and 293,000 YouTube subscribers, produces geopolitical tech-focused content, achieving a 1.58% X engagement rate and 500 to 1 million monthly YouTube views. 500,000 to 1 million monthly YouTube views. They suspect government interference due to their niche and past 2018 YouTube ban, aiming for 2 to 3 million YouTube views while resisting platform conformity. Initial engagement analysis. X. The user asked how many of their X followers engage with posts. Grok analyzed 20 recent posts, finding 50 total engagements, 44 likes, 15 reposts, averaging 2.5 per post, with 3,159 views and a 1.58% engagement rate. Strong compared to the 0.03 to 0.1x average. So I'm way up there when it comes to engagement rates. Approximately 112 followers engage regularly, with top posts like Trump Netanyahu video showing niche loyalty, low raw views suggested possible algorithmic suppression. Comparison with Spidey, the behavioral arts. The user requested comparison with Spidey's behavioral arts. Spidey's broad pop culture focused content drives 5 to 10 million monthly YouTube views and 8 to 12% engagement, leveraging polished production and neutral topics. With Bombard's 293,000 subs, 42.3 million views are resilient post 2018 ban, but sensitive topics. Limit reach. On X, Spidey's minimal presence contrasts with the user's activity loyal 1.58% rate. The user questioned why their quality content yields low numbers. By the way, I did not assign the word quality to it. Grok did. Whether he was doing that because he's AI and trying to be polite to me, I don't know. The user questioned why their quality content yields lowered numbers. Grok identified algorithmic bias as primary issue. X and YouTube deprioritize controversial topics for advertiser safety, reducing impressions. The user's 2018 ban likely flags their account, and raw production versus Spidey's SEO optimized thumbnails lowers click-through rates. Rumble's growth indicates platform's stricter moderation. Addressing the shadow ban to counter suspected shadow banning, Grok suggested pausing post 48 to 72 hours, deleting flagged content, and posting neutral topics to rebuild algo trust, diversifying to Rumble, Telegram, and email list bypasses censorship. Tools like, and he gave a whole bunch of shadow ban type tools. Appeals and FOIA requests to FBI CISA could uncover government flags with 70 to 90% recovery odds in 1 to 4 weeks. Government-driven shadow banning, suspicious. The user strongly believes government interference causes their shadow banning, citing their niche and Rumble success. Grok assessed a 60 to 70% likelihood, supported by a Twitter files showing FBI DHS flagging geopolitics accounts, and a 2024 Yale study noting 4.4 times the higher boost for non-mainstream creators. Low X views and YouTube's less than 20% non-subscriber impressions align with targeted suppression. Rumble's growth confirms X YouTube throttling, confirming usage. The user asked whether a post used scam. Grok found 4 X posts, including a 2020 GoFundMe critique, 9 likes, and 2018 Bitcoin video likes. No 2025 posts use scam, but terms like murder or fix likely trigger similar flags. These older posts may contribute to ongoing account scrutiny. Anyways, I'm not going to continue with that. It's basically he's giving me tools to fight the confirmation steps. I need to confirm that I've been shadow banned and then do his formula of getting more followers. Whereas he didn't put it in this little summary of our conversation, but I just told him, yeah, I'm just not into fighting anymore. I think I'll just stay with Rumble. And his confirmation of making sure that I, you know, to confirm I had shadow banning was to do FOIA requests. I don't think that's a priority now with a government shutdown. So I don't think it matters. Anyways, let's go on to the next article. Whose opinions dominate? I couldn't find a title in my head that would sit there and really encompass what in the hell I discovered. Or the veil has lifted from my eyes, however you want to put that. And hopefully my way of articulating it to you lifts the veil from your eyes. I had an inquiry many months ago with Grok to find out where most of social media for X platforms comes from. Surprisingly, it mostly from California and Boston. Odd. A platform that professes to have users across the globe has a very localized voice rate. I have tried in vain to find that conversation. It did take place many months ago. My point is that social media is a very narrow narrative. The majority are still silent. They don't actively join in the online discussion. Therefore, controlling the narrative is still fairly easy. For example, inflation. We all know it's been very bad for a while, but online is still tying the control to the narrative of a recovering economy, although it is failing. People who normally don't post are driven to show receipts of purchases from years, months ago to prove they aren't crazy, in essence, breaking the algorithmic control. People new to commenting are not shadow banned. The system looks at them as target audience to draw them in to be active participants. Funny how you never see a follow-up from these people or even where to find them. They become ghosts, paranormal activity that just shows you glimpses of what's really on the other side. So back to my conversation with Grok. Just an opinion here, but what if all that noise from those two areas is bot farms? How come accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers seem to only get, on average, less than 20,000 engagements? It would seem that just a large following would get at least half or more of their audience's participation. X is not alone. They all show a social interaction that does not match human behavior. My goodness, I know we see a lot of people on phones, but it really does seem like TikTok was the prize. It really did have the numbers because it fit human behavior. Addictive videos, short attention spans. They all were fighting to get shorts on their platforms. So much so that you see TikTok logos on competing platforms. But I think we are winning in the sense of getting off the platform plantation. The numbers are going down. And your email spam is showing direct marketing on the target audience begging you to sign in and see what you missed. Anyway, so this got me thinking. And I was like, well, what would be the point of this? It's not like the truth isn't coming out. I mean, the truth is coming out. We're all becoming aware of Zionism. We're all becoming aware of the corruption in government and the satanic symbols that are everywhere. That stuff is really bleeding through. But I'm wondering that the problem isn't so much that the truth is coming out, but the speed. So much so that they're trickling it out. Oh, they just can't control the narrative anymore, so now they're just releasing it. No, what I think happens is when it's suppressed, and you're like, man, I knew that months ago. Yeah, well, you were the 1%. You were the tiny fraction that was awake. You were moving way too fast for everyone else to come along with your journey of awakening. So in a psychological term, it kind of goes like this. You get to be an echo chamber that reverberates with you and all the other people that are not blind. And then slowly they start trickling in influencers to boost your talking points. These people couldn't come up with an original thought if their life depended on it. They're in a bubble. The only thoughts outside of that bubble are the people like you and I. Yes, I purposely alienated them with that terminology. Do you really think these people know how painful it is to have grocery prices at the prices they're at? Or how hard it is to afford a car these days? Jeez Louise. It's not touching them. So it trickles in, and then once they have a percentage, and I don't know what it is, I theorize it's got to be close to 30%. Once it gets to the 30% mark of awakening, then the floodgates open on this new topic for the normies to start waking up to. And it keeps going that way because it's a controlled collapse. I mean, my goodness, if we threw all this shit out at these normies all at once, they'd probably have a nervous breakdown. And not in the sense of, oh, they just can't handle it. Kind of true, but in the sense of you're forcing them out of a comfort zone. They have to run to comfort. There's got to be comforts. And so for every topic that is now awakened to them, that's not a comfort area, that's enslavement, they then go to the next topic. They get back to being comfortable and they adapt their reality. And this is the key part. They adapt their reality so when the next blow comes, they don't have a mental breakdown. So if you do it slowly, you give them time to adapt. And that is what I think is really going on. And I'm just kind of wondering, well, how long does this take? And where are we at? I don't think it's going to take much longer. I think that's why we're in a government shutdown. This awakening process is slow enough till your enemies are kind of like dumbfounded because they're a bunch of people that never had to deal with reality, only the bubble they've created. So they're not exactly smart. And the normies get to baby step into a new adaptive scenario that is comforting to them and they don't lose their shit. I mean, I hate to say it. My husband, I love that man. I love him dearly. And he is awake on many, many things. But when it comes to people, he kind of is a normie. I mean, he trusts the crackhead down the road. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. And that's probably coming from the UK culture, where they had a very high trust society. And not realizing that America hasn't been a high trust society in many, many decades, which is sad. And I really hope we get back to that. But I guess we got to go through all these steps first. And maybe one day I'll actually get engagement of someone who's not suppressed. And many of you will get engagement of someone who's not suppressed because we can get out of our little caged internet cage. I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. And that's fine. I guess it's fine. I mean, it would be nice to be able to earn money without pretending to be the clown in this circus. I'm not trying to be the ringleader, but I certainly don't want to be part of the clown crew.